will give you everything you need in the mighty name of Jesus. The word of that song said, you gave sparrow a place to lay his head. So why will I let worry steal my joy, my breath? Worry will never steal your breath in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's be on our feet. Let's be on our feet as we worship the Lord this morning. The theme this morning is He sent His words. Psalm 107, verse 20. I want the choir to help me. You are the Lord that healed thee. Something like that.
You are the Lord.
You are the Lord
that healed thee.
That healed thee. Father, send your word to me. Let your word locate me, Father. Let your word locate me. This morning, Lord, send your word to me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Isaiah 43, 18 to 19 says, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of the old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a well in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The only name in my past is past. Affliction shall not arise a second time. Lord, do something new in my life this morning. Let my story of last year be turned to glory. Let my story of last week be turned to glory. Let my disgrace of yesterday be turned to grace. Send your word to me. Let my shame of last night be turned to fame this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are the unchanging changer. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Our Father, we just want to thank you. We bless you. You are a mighty God. Thank you for the opportunity that you have given us to gather at your feet once again. You were here last Sunday. You did your marvelous things in our lives. Here again we are, Lord, on this Sabbath, to worship you. Father, send your word to us. Let your word locate me. Let your word locate your people wherever they are. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, this morning, let your word come like a double-edged sword to pierce every stony heart. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let our heart become heart of flesh. In the name of Jesus. Let your word do something new in my life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord, I hand myself over to you. Let your word be spoken through me this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Praise the Lord. It's another Sabbath, and we are grateful to the Lord for sparing our lives to witness this glorious morning. My prayer and desire for every one of us is that the name of the Lamb of God, that name, shall be witness in our lives forever in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And we shall witness many more Sundays in the land of the living. Amen. Say a better amen.
Amen.
As long as we are alive, all our Sundays shall be glorious.
Amen.
All our days shall be glorious.
Amen.
You will not be crippled.
Amen.
You will not be incapacitated.
Amen.
You will not be wounded.
Amen.
You will not be like a vegetable.
Amen.
You will not be found missing in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
He sent his word. Psalm 107 verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. Let somebody praise the Lord. God will send his word to us this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. We are going to pray before we go. Father, hide me from every form of disgrace and shame. Talk to God. Father, hide me. Let me never bow before my enemies. Hide me, Lord, from every disgrace, from every shame. Let my enemies never rejoice over me. In the mighty name of, I will not be a victim. I will be a victor. In this country, anywhere I find myself, I will never be a victim. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
Brethren, where the word of the Lord is, there is power. Once anybody's name is addressed to the word of the Lord, the life of that person has changed forever. Once your name is addressed to the word of the Lord, or the word of the Lord is sent to your address, you are irreversibly blessed and your life will change forever. My prayer this morning is this. The word of the Lord will be addressed to your situation.
Amen.
Say a better amen.
Amen.
The word of the Lord will not miss your address.
Amen.
The word of the Lord will not miss your location.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Tell somebody, the word of God will locate my address. Tell your neighbor. Tell him as if you mean it. Amen. If you read Genesis chapter 41, there's a story of a man there whom the word of God, located. His name is Joseph. He has gone through the worst of hell. Life seems to be unkind to him. Life was very hostile to him. No doubt about that. You all know the story of Joseph. Read it in Genesis chapter 41. Right from the days, from the side of his brothers, they hated him. They had bitterness for him. Eventually, they dropped him in a pit, believing that he would die there. But somehow, God got him out of that pit. And then they sold him into slavery. He suffered, no doubt about that. And to worsen the matter, as a slave, his master's wife raised a false allegation against him. And he found himself in jail. The Bible says, trouble came to his soul. He was in agony. But finally, his light came. According to Isaiah 61, which says, arise, shine, for your light is come. So his light came. His time came. He interpreted a strange dream for Pharaoh. And there, he became a prime minister. In the name that's above every other name, your light will come.
Amen.
The world will locate you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Five things happened to him in one day. When I was reading this thing yesterday, I was trying to say, look at this. I've read this passage several times. But I later realized that in one day, five things happened to him. He got a pardon he never applied for. That's number one. From the prison. Instant pardon. Number two, He was made the second in command of Egypt. He became the prime minister on the same day. Pharaoh breached all protocol. He never called a council of elders meeting. He never called a council of state meeting. He just appointed him prime minister without asking for even his permission. Joseph, would you like to be the prime minister? Would you like to make me a second in command? He did not ask him. Right away, he made him the prime minister. A plum job that he never had applied for. The word of God will locate you in the mighty name of Jesus. Number three, he had a chariot allocated to him. Chariot. And you know the Bible says Pharaoh gave him a chariot as his second in command. Chariots in those days is like being chauffeur driven now, you know. It's like an official car. You can imagine a prisoner. He was quickly removed from prison so that he doesn't appear tattered. He was quickly shaven, put a cloth on him so that he can look presentable before the king. That is why I said, particularly on Sunday, we mustn't come to church casual. We are coming before the King of Kings. Sunday is not the day we come casual to the presence of God. Dress in your best. Come and worship the King of Kings. If Joseph can be prepared in the best they have that time, just because he wants to meet Pharaoh. Praise the Lord. So that very day, he has an official car attached to him. That very day, they gave him a befitting palace. He had accommodation. And I'm sure it's one of the most beautiful, you know, palaces in Egypt. That very day. That very day, he got married. Yeah. Pharaoh gave him a wife. You know the wife they gave him? It was the lady that won the beauty contest, Miss Egypt, that was given to him. I'm sure. It's the most beautiful lady in Egypt. Somebody whom Joseph would have gone to and say hi now, and that one, you, a prisoner. No, that was the lady that was given to him. So that was why, when he has his firstborn, you know, he named him Manasseh. And what does that mean? The Lord has made me to forget. And in translation, it said, I forgot all my sorrows of my father's house, my tribulations. The Lord caused me to forget. So, Manasseh means caused to do what? In other words, the miracles has just happened. The miracles that has just happened has obliterated the painful memory of the past. Otimu mi gbagbe o. Ibanuje gbakan. Oluwa ti mu mi gbagbe o. Ibanuje. Ase were ni se Oluwa. Oba ti a pe to nje. Ase were ni se Oluwa. Oba ti a pe to. I pray for you this morning, your manasseh will come. In the mighty name of Jesus. He will cause you to forget the sorrow of the past. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, now, that was Joseph. There was another person in the New Testament, you know, that the word of God located, that God sent his word to. Luke 1:48. Luke 1:48. Her name, for he has regarded the low estate of his handmaids. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall be made, shall call me what? Why? Because the word of God located her. There was a woman, the woman that word of God located, her name is Mary. Luke 1:48 said, when Mary was celebrating the coming of her son Jesus Christ, she said, God has regarded my low estate. For behold, from henceforth, all generations shall call me what? Blessed. She said, they shall call me blessed. And today, Mary is being celebrated all over the world. Everywhere you go, you see St. Mary's Church, St. Mary's Hospital, St. Mary's this, St. Mary that. Why? because of the fruit of the womb that God gave her, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ became an enigma, you know, a celebrated personality globally, the most influential man that ever lived, the richest man that ever lived. One day, Gio said, when you look at everything, that no one is as rich as Jesus, materially. And it is true. He might die on the cross, owing nothing, but today, you will see house of glory, household of God, Jesus' house, St. James, all belongs to who? Jesus. You want to talk of hospitals? St. Francisca is just named after her, you know, it's Jesus. That's the owner. Everything. Why? Because of the fruit of her womb. So from generation to generation, Mary is celebrated today. I pray your children will announce you. Let's stand up and pray. My children, in the name of Jesus, you will announce my name. As Jesus announced Mary, hold your womb. My children, you will announce my name as Jesus announced Mary. Everyone through you shall call me blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Brethren, your children can either cause men to announce you or to denounce you. My children, as the Lord liveth, you will announce my name globally in the mighty name of Jesus. My grandchildren, you will announce my name globally in the mighty name of Jesus. As the Lord liveth, as my soul liveth, no man shall denounce me because of my children. I shall not be denounced. I shall not be denounced because of my children. In the mighty name of Jesus. My children will announce me. Pray that anointing to make me announce my parents. Follow me. Teenagers, pray. Children, pray. Anointing to make me announce my parents. Follow me. Anointing that will make me announce my father, my mother, in the name of Jesus. Follow me. In the mighty name of Jesus. The word of God has an inbuilt ability for self-actualization. Let that anointing follow me. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. God bless you. You can have your seat. Every word that comes out of the mouth of God has an inbuilt ability, has capacity, has power for sexual actualization. So when the words of the Lord, you know, come to you, it carries the same power, a commensurate power to bring about its fulfillment. So as you receive the word of God, your attitude thereafter matters. The Bible says when he sent his word, the word located Joseph. It located Mary, for example. I told the workers this morning, it located also Moses at the back of the desert. For example, Joseph was in prison. He lifted up his head was lifted up from the miry clay. God planted him on the rock of victory. And he put new song in his mouth. God will put new song in your mouth in the mighty name of Jesus. Luke 3:1-2. Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip, tetrarch of Iturea, and the regions of Trachonitis, and Lysanias, tetrarch of Abilene, while Annas and Caiaphas were high priests, the word of God came to John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. Word of God will locate you in the mighty name of Jesus. The word of God located John in the desert. He was desperate for change. And that means the word of God went to the desert, the wilderness. There he found a man interceding, supplicating, waiting for the light, waiting for a change, waiting for the commission into the ministry, and the word said, you are the one who is qualified. You have prayed. You have been a long time in this wilderness. You have been fasting. You have been praying. You are expectant. So the word of God located him, and the word changes life forever. The word of God will locate you this morning. There is a song I will normally sing. Say, pass me not, oh my Savior. What are we saying? Word of God, don't pass me by. The word of God will not pass you by. What that means is that because the word of God is a personality. You know, John 6:63 says, the word I speak to you, they are life and what? They are spirit. So the word of God is life. It's a personality. It's not just spoken word like this. The word is a spirit. The word, you know, speaks is spirit. So when ministrations are going on like this, you know, which is the word, which is the spirit, is going around looking for men, looking for women to locate. You know, if you meet some people, they will be sleeping. If you meet some people, their mind is even not in the church. Like a brother, when I was in Lagos. Brother, we have not been seen in the church. He gave his life. He said, yes, I can't come to your church. I said, why? Because each time I come and I park my car outside, and you know that your area, that time we were in Bariga, that your area is filthy. It's full of thieves. So my mind is not in the church. My mind is always in the car. And so the word of God will come. It will not locate him. The word of God will locate you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whereas in that same inner city, we call it, in that same environment, I want to use the right language. In that same environment, people get born again. People got the fruit of the womb. People got their breakthrough. You know? People get delivered. But it's in one case, nothing changes because his mind is always, so at the stage, he stopped coming. You will not stop looking for the word of God in the mighty name of Jesus. The word of God will not stop looking for you in the mighty name of Jesus. In the book of Ezekiel 15-16, you know, the word of God came to a man called Ezekiel. He said, then I came to the captives of Tel Abib, you know, who dwelt by River Chiba. And I sat where they sat and remained there astonished among them 7 days. Now it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of God came to me. The word of God will come to you. In that same place, some people were there cursing. They were weeping. They were lamenting. They said, oh, we drop our tambourine, our musical instruments on the willows. Where they sat, they were cursing. But there was a man in the midst of them who did not do what they were doing. He was waiting for God. He was quiet. All right? Ezekiel 3:15. You know? So what I'm saying this morning is that, is it deprivation? Yes. We had that experience. Is it bad feeling? Yes. We are all men of infirmity. We have all grown through it before. Ezekiel said, I sat where they sat. But what was he doing? While others were groaning, he said, I was doing the right thing. I was expectant. I was eager. Are you eager for the word of God? Would the Lord say something about you while others are cursing? Do you join them in cursing? Or do you just decide to be, you know, quiet and listen to God? While others are weeping, while others could not praise the Lord, are you praising God? Are you anticipating that God will do something for you? Are you saying, God, visit me? I know this is a very bad situation, but you can visit me. He sat there He was in the same condition and location with them. They were all captives. But for 7 days, can you imagine? 7 days he was waiting. He never spoke a word. He was just saying, oh God, I need the word. I need a change. We're in captivity, I know, but I need your word. And suddenly it came to pass. At the end of 7 days, the word of God came unto him. Said, Son of man, I have made thee. The word of God will locate you in the mighty name of Jesus. The word of God will come to somebody here this morning. The word of God will make you. It will make your marriage. The word of God will make your business in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's pray. Say, oh Lord, come to me expressly. Oh word of God, come to my address. I am ready. Talk to God. I am ready. Word of God, come to me. I am ready for you. Locate me. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Brethren, what are the agencies of God's action on earth? How does God work amongst men? How does God work among men? How does he effect miracles, signs, and wonders? What are the instruments, the operational arm of God, when God wants to walk in the midst of men? Number one, Psalm 80, verse 3. He can use his face. David said, let your face shine upon me, and we shall all be saved. In Numbers chapter 6, verse 21. Numbers, technically, can you please help us? Numbers 6, 26 to 21. Numbers 6. Is this what? Okay, 22. What about 22? Is this Numbers 6? Yeah, it's Numbers 6. 22. Give us 22. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and to his son, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, yeah, oh, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. Amen? Amen. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. God will be gracious unto you. Amen. What is that thing you have been trusting God for? He will do it for you. Amen. God can use his hands to work wonders. Deuteronomy 4:34. He uses his hand to work wonders. Deuteronomy 4:34. Quickly. Who at God has said to go? 4:34, yeah. I'm not seeing directly from here. The thing is too small. But please, when we get one, we can read it. Let's note it. Psalm 80, verse 3, that's one. He can use his face. He can use his hand. Deuteronomy 4:34. He uses his Holy Spirit. Psalm 104, verse 30. 104, verse 30. He sent forth his Spirit and he created them. So the Holy Ghost can create, as it happened in the book of Genesis, chapter 1. Everything was void, everything was chaotic until God spoke. But then the word was floating. And then the Spirit of God came, you know, got hold of the word, you know, and the word was created. He can also use his angels. There are so many examples of that in the Bible. Sent his word. Mary, it was an angel that was sent to her. Okay? Gideon, it was an angel that was sent to her. Praise the Lord. So he sent forth his angel and he created them. So the Holy Spirit, his angels, not his words, this time around, you know, were sent to Moses. Sorry, to Mary. So he just deployed. Look at, for example, look at what happened in 2 Kings 1935. God didn't send his word. He just sent his angel. And that one angel slaughtered all of them. By the time they woke up in the morning, they were dead men. Only him and his bodyguard escaped. That is in that is it there. Just when you get home, you read 2 Kings 1935. You know, when God sent one single angel to the Assyrian camp and he killed 185,000 people. Praise the Lord. I prophesied to somebody this morning, God will commission his angel to meet your needs in the mighty name of Jesus. So number one, we said he can use his face, he can use his hand, he can use his Holy Spirit. Number three, number four, he can use his angels. And finally, he can also use his word. Just this word as we are talking. Psalm 107 verse 20. He sent his word. And his word did what? He led them from all their diseases. It was the word that was sent to Moses. You know? Just the word. He uses words through the Holy Spirit most of the time. And that is why we are talking about the word this morning. He sent his word. And he sent forth his word. And his word, he led them. We are going to pray as I round up. Father, your word, say, must locate me. In my job, in my career, in my documentation, in my marriage, in my home, in the church of God, let your word locate me. Send your word to me. Father, loved ones in Nigeria, you want them here. Ask God, send your word. It's only his word. Send your word. Shine your face upon me. We have had people who appear before the embassy. They didn't ask them any question. As tough as it is, they still get their visas. It is because God locates them. Let your word locate me in the mighty name of Jesus. Locate me, Lord, with your word. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In conclusion, I want you to know that the battle is of the Lord. The battle is of the Lord. And all Judah stood before the Lord. Chronicles 20, 13 to 15. I mentioned it in the morning during the workers' meeting as well. All Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, with their wives and their children. Then upon Jaziel, the son of Zechariah, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. The word of God came to him. And he said, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor be dismayed by the reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but is of the Lord. Let's be on our feet. When you are overwhelmed by a barrage of criticisms, attacks, condemnations from all around you, I want you to surrender everything to God. Say, Father, take full responsibility for all my fears. Take full responsibilities for my battles. Lord, take full responsibility for my challenges and difficulties from today on. Remove all burdens from my shoulders. Remove all burdens from my shoulder, Lord. Let me praise and glorify your name before all men. Make me come out victoriously, Lord. Your word says in Isaiah 40 verse 10, say, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Say, Father, strengthen me. Father, strengthen me. Father, help me. Father, uphold me with thy right hand of righteousness. In the mighty name of Jesus, you uphold Moses. You upheld Gideon. David was not dismayed because your word came to him. Joseph was not dismayed, did not die in his distress because your word located him. Send your word to locate me this morning, Lord. As I stand before you, Lord, send your word to locate me. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Put your hands on your chest. Commit yourself into the hand of the Lord once again. Tell him you give him your life. Father, I declare you once again that you are my Lord and Savior. I have no power of my own. Make me forget the bitterness of the past. Lord, make me forget the sorrows of the past. Make me forget the mourning of the past. No more affliction in my life. No more affliction. No more affliction in the name of Jesus. Talk to God. Affliction will not arise against you again.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Brethren, let us quickly stretch forth our hands to the vessel that God used for us this morning and pray that God will replenish back onto his life every virtue that has gone out of him in the course of preaching the gospel this morning. That as God used him this morning, it will never become an old instrument in the hands of God. The anointing of God upon your life will not run dry. The anointing of God upon your life will not become ridicule. The Lord will use you more and more. He will give you more understanding of his word. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as God Almighty used you today, you will never be abandoned. You will never become an old instrument in his hands. The Lord will replenish back unto you more anointing to do greater exploit in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Affliction will not be your portion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise for your word of this morning. We appreciate you, Lord God Almighty. We say thank you, Lord, for sending your word unto us. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, for your word has healed us from every sickness and diseases. Father, we give you praise for you are so worthy. Be thou glorified. Be exalted in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.